Military says biofuels are important to our national security. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the world's biggest user of petroleum wants to diversify its fuel options, and that's good news for our farmers. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
The U.S. military used 117 million barrels of oil last year at a cost of more than $17 billion. No surprise that it's the largest petroleum user in the world. What may surprise you is that the Department of Defense is working to switch to using more biofuels, renewable fuels that can be grown and produced here in the United States out of things like rapeseed, soybeans, algae, and even wood scraps.
They've been testing all types of different vehicles. What the military is actually looking for is drop-in biofuels, biofuels that work in the equipment they have today. They got to have the same characteristics as traditional petroleum products, so they don't have a great expense of switching out jet engines or tank engines or anything like that.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Andrew Walmsley says growing an ample supply of biofuels right here in the U.S. would eliminate a lot of the price shocks associated with foreign oil.
And when you look at every dollar increase in the price of the barrel of oil, that's a $100 million impact to the Department of Defense. So when you have the volatility in the oil market, it takes away the Department of Defense's budget, their ability to train and be mission ready. So if we're able to come in with a cheaper substitute that has all the benefits of bringing jobs to this country, something that we have control over and that the military can utilize, it's a win-win for everyone involved.
And Walmsley says having the military seal of approval will be good for the burgeoning biofuels industry.
When you look at where the military operates, it's some of the most extreme places on Earth. They're really having to test these fuels and put them through the rigors to make sure they can meet the demands. And so far, the majority of the fuels they have tested have passed with flying colors, in some cases actually outperforming their fossil fuel counterparts.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.